No, there'll be a test here in the next few days, and we'll go from there. This one, it doesn't have the markers of a normal injury where you're saying we're going to give it this much time. Usually you get a window, like 4 to 6 is the number that I've heard 1,000 times this year. But this one, there isn't a window on this. So even if he passes all these tests, he's still going to have to get through feeling really comfortable on the ice. I think it was described to me that this isn't a concussion issue. This is more like a car accident. You know, this is like a trauma issue. So he's got to get cleared. And then that's still, you get the normal concussion. A guy gets cleared to play, gets a couple of good days in, everybody's happy, we've done all the details, and he goes back in the lineup. This one, he's going to have to get into full practices, full on heavy, which will be a challenge in our schedule, but a full on 45, 50 minute. And he's going to have to stack a bunch of those together so that at the end of it, it's going to be about Brian Little feeling comfortable and feeling right on the ice. And we will at some point totally have to rely on his perception out there of how he's feeling.